Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, December 18th. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on with us tonight. Tonight, our guest is celebrity hairstylist Vernon Francois. And before we bring Vernon on the line, Denise has some quick beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and again, welcome to the show. Just briefly wanted to simply remind you all of the dates for IMATS Los Angeles. That's the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. Again, that show will be taking place January 13th through the 15th. The 13th being a pro-only day, you have to have a pro card to be able to get tickets for that particular day. And I think that takes place from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. And then on the 14th, that Saturday, the show takes place at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday the 15th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. To get your tickets, you can go to imats.com. And PBA, the Professional Beauty Association's ISSE Long Beach, is taking place January 28th through the 30th. And to get tickets for that show, you can visit probeauty.org, probeauty.org. And if you want 50% off the tickets, you can join PBA and get 50% off your show ticket. I think that show tickets are normally $90 for non-members. And we will be back with Beauty Talk after tonight. There will be no more Beauty Talk. This is the last show for the year. We'll be back in 2017 on January 1st with our Beauty Talk Hot Topics show. So be sure to tune in for that. And then on January 8th, we will have the social media expert, Season Bennett. And then on the 22nd, we don't have a guest for the 15th as of yet, but on January 22nd, we will be joining us on the 22nd will be Erica Fremantle. She's from London. She's a beauty expert in London, and she travels the world talking beauty to women of all colors. So she will join us on January 22nd, and on that particular day, the show may be a little earlier, because she is probably about five hours different from us. She's ahead of us. So the show will take place a little earlier on that Sunday so that we can accommodate her schedule instead of having her on at like 2 or 3 in the morning. So we will let you all know the weeks prior to that exactly what time that show will be so that you can join us live on that Sunday afternoon, possibly about 3 p.m. on that Sunday. So now that's all the beauty news that I have for you guys. So stay tuned for an announcement from one of our sponsors.
Has your face felt dry and tight? Or does it hold oils like a sponge? If the answer is yes, what you need is a facial. That's right, and not just any facial, but a FaceTox Organic Facial. Listen, the FaceTox Organic Blend, it's free of parabens, it's vegan, and mixed with 100% organic rose water. And this water binds your face and works right away as it slowly begins to dry. You see, when the organic rose is mixed with the FaceTox Blend, it creates a negative charge and will prevent and even draw out your blackheads, reduce the appearance of scars, even skin tone, draw out external toxins, heal and rejuvenate skin tissue, and it will even clog and shrink your pores. FaceTox is probably the most powerful face mask you will ever use because the benefits to your skin are endless. Listeners of our show can receive a 20% discount by simply using the discount code BEAUTY20. FaceTox organic face masks are perfect for all skin types. So what are you waiting for? Order yours right now at FaceTox.com. Your skin will thank you.
All right, FaceTox is a UK brand, and I'm excited about trying it tonight. So when we get off the call tonight, I am going to try it, and I'll let you guys know exactly how we like it.
I was just about to say, wow, that ad made me want to really actually just go and do the mask now. It's like, woo.
Right.
Man.
Exactly. I can't wait to try it. Again, there's a discount code, BEAUTY20, that you could use if you go online and want to purchase it. Okay, for that, and that's specifically for the listeners of this show. All right. Again, as mentioned before, tonight we have hairstylist Vernon Francois on with us tonight, and he has a luxury textured hair care line. So we're going to talk to him about his career as a hairstylist, as well as his brand of wonderful products. We were able to sample some of the products. I can't wait to talk about them tonight. All right, so let me bring him on the line. Hello, Vernon. Hello. Okay. Having a little problem here. Let's see. I'm not getting anything. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Hi, good evening, lady.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you both doing?
Great.
We are wonderful. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Such a great honor to be doing this for the last one for the year, so I'm really grateful.
Absolutely. I'm grateful to have you on as well. Why don't we start off tonight by you just introducing yourself to our listening audience and telling everyone, you know, what inspired you to become a hairstylist?
Wow. So I'm originally based, I was born in UK, and I was raised in Huddersfield, Yorkshire. That's North England. And my journey into all things textured hair was basically Sunday afternoon. My mum was doing my hair. You know how it is.
Right.
Sunday meals were getting made, and your hair was getting done in between that. And it was sort of, it was never really that exciting experience, to put it that way. And I just remember one evening my mum doing my hair, and I wasn't really happy with the finished results. So I said, you know, I'm sure I can do this better myself, which my mum gladly told me to take the challenge. And I was like, of course. I was about 8 years old, and I figured I could take the world on. So I just started teaching myself how to manipulate and work with the texture by working with the fringing on the floor, on the rugs, any tassels that were hanging down from the door frame. I would start learning how to braid and just interlock the sort of cotton threads that were hanging off the ends of the rugs or the mop head, and just really started to get really into it, and just really became obsessed with locking and twisting. And that translated onto me working with my on my brother's head, I started locking his hair up for him. And just really taught myself how to braid and lock. And that really kicked off sort of a whole sort of need for wanting to learn more about our kinky hair and how we could manipulate it and how I could attach extensions from it. I started doing the next door neighbor's hair, and before you knew it, friends and cousins were lining up at the door for me to braid and twist their hair at the age of 10 years old. And that was really how I got into it.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Now, did you ever go to school for hair or anything? Or Was it just you being self-taught?
Exactly. So I'm everything you when everything about me is self-taught. I suppose as a kid, one of the great things about being a child and taking on a challenge is that you have no fear. You don't know anything else, so you go in head first and hope for the best. You learn, you pick up really quickly what works, what doesn't work, and then you keep challenging yourself with those challenges to better yourself and to gain a better understanding mm-hmm. of why you're so intrigued by whatever it is you're pursuing at that time. And for me, I was just obsessed with just manipulating the texture and
mm-hmm.
All the crisscross, the zigzag patterns and the
old
'90s hip hop, Jerry Kells and stuff. All these things I was exploring, fascinated by it, and I, you know, you could look at it as what was a fascination became a hobby, became a passion, and is now my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. That's an amazing introduction. And I guess all of the things that you picked up to braid and to practice on it that were definitely things with texture, you know.
Exactly. I was born into a Rastafarian household, so my mother still has locks today. My father has locks. My aunties mm-hmm. and friends of the families all had dreadlocks or braids. So it was mm-hmm. very natural for me to want to gain a better understanding of this sort of texture of all wearing your hair in this sort of way. But then, you know, mm-hmm. I go to school and most people wouldn't have their hair in locks. So there was also a contrast in that. And just figuring that out as a child, why I had to wear my hair in braids when it was much easier to wear it out, you know. And just learning all things great about curly hair was just something I now know I was destined to sort of immerse myself into and be a part of that culture.
Right. Now, you're based in the U.S. now, is that correct? Or
yes, I'm based in L.A., New York. I recently took the plunge and came over here early this year, and it's been a wonderful experience. The U.S. has really humbly taken me in, and they're showing me all things great regarding hair and texture. I'm just really grateful for the opportunity that I have.
That's nice. Now, let's talk. I really want to get into. Well, let's just talk hair. Let's just talk your hair product line first, and then I'll go back. Yeah, and I'll go back and talk a little bit about your actual career as a hairstylist. Now that you're in the U.S., you know, and we were sent some samples of your products, which I tried one of the shampoos and I really loved, and I love the packaging, by the way. What inspired the line?
I was inspired by listening to my clients, you know, hearing what mm-hmm. they felt was lacking and being passionate about wanting to address it. My sort of fundamental base of hairdressing is always stemmed from the salon, that sort of interaction that you have with the consumers on a day-to-day basis. Anyone and everyone can be your client, hearing what they were really most uncomfortable about, which was, you know, everyone gets really excited when they come into the salon to get their hair done, but it's that when they leave the salon, it's like they're going to hope and pray for the best until the next time they see you. And a lot of that mm-hmm. frustration and insecurity I became to understand was from friends and clients not being really confident about what they were using in their hair, why they were using it, and how they were using it. And then that sends back on as professionals, I believe, to sort of build the motivation, the encouragement, and make them feel very positive in the way they approach their hair. So that was really the mm-hmm. kickoff for me to want to make that a more of a positive experience for them. And that's when the brand was born.
Nice. And on your packaging, at least with the particular shampoo that I was given, you know, you can see the different types of curly hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like now you see a lot of women here in the U.S. coming out of the relaxers, and now a lot more people want to wear their hair natural. And I hear more conversation and talk about curly hair and textured hair, you know, women. How do we, if we're coming out of the relaxers, and we're trying to figure out what curl pattern we do have, how do we know what to use for our particular type of hair?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked those questions, but there were so many in there, so let me go backwards and I'll catch up. So first of all, I'm really happy you like the packaging. That means so much to me. I'm just to give you a little bit more about me personally, I'm very dyslexic. So my world, mm-hmm. how I've been existing for the past 31 years is through visuals, is through color, is through signs and posters, and that's how I communicate to the world. And I've often felt sort of alone in that when it comes to identifying what works for me from products. So it was very, mm-hmm. it was a natural transition for me to want to make it very clear and very easy for men and women and children all around the world to want to gravitate to a product and understand exactly what it is they're going for and why, but also feel like this product belongs to them. So we had to really think about myself and the team about what helps people feel inclusive when they're looking for something. And it's been able to identify themselves on the packaging when they look at it. So iconography mm-hmm. was a very simple thing that came up. And I just wanted to simplify the hair chart. I wanted to make it easy for the kinky girls, for the coily girls, for the wavy women, for the curly hair men to understand what product relate to them. So that's how that came up, and we just simplified it. Mm-hmm. I think when you're transitioning and wanting to sort of embark on the journey and embracing what we call your genetic gift, it's all about mm-hmm. finding products that truly speak to you. And yes, we are becoming more knowledgeable about ingredients. We're becoming more knowledgeable about where they're sourced from. And we're definitely becoming more knowledgeable about why we're using the product. So I think with all those combined into one, for anyone to land with a Vernon Francois product, they're in a great space. And I'm really happy to invite all those consumers to come and get involved with the branding, because we have products for all hair types.
Mhm. Nice. And what's your philosophy behind your product line for textured hair?
Well, you know, for me, it's to empower a generation of consumers with textured hair, with the techniques, the products, and the practices that maximize the potential of their genetic gift. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that for us.
Nice. I love it. I always felt like, you know, for people transitioning, it makes it, and I can just speak for myself, I feel like it makes it easier when you have products out there that you can use. You know, a lot of times it's a lot of people, you know, like, you, especially you see it a lot on YouTube where there's people who, you know, are trying and sampling products for natural hair, and they're showing you different ways to wear your natural hair. I'm a makeup artist. I'm not a hairstylist. And so that frustrates me. So I feel like when you have products specifically for, you know, textured hair and curly hair, I think it's a good thing. You can come, you can use a specific product line and then just work with it, you know, let it work with your hair, and you just get used to it and get more comfortable with it. Because for me, it's about being comfortable with working with my natural hair, because, you know, I'm not really into hair like that to be sitting around trying different things. And, you know, it's just, for me, it's just frustrating. So I think it's, you know, a little easier when you can have something that addresses, you know, your hair texture. What's some of the feedback that you've been getting about the product line?
Oh, the feedback's been incredible. Even today, actually, I was speaking with a friend for brunch, and I'd given her a product that is really focused on repairing the hair from heat damage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I actually wish I had her here to speak. It's always better coming from the horse's mouth, they say. But she was very enthusiastic about the whole sort of, she'd never spoken so technically about her hair before. So hearing her talk about it, I was so engaged. But basically, she was really excited by learning that how her roots of her hair feel thicker, feel lighter and softer, but still she knows that it's getting the right sort of impact of nourishment that is needed without sort of the drying the hair, but still getting the hair to feel in its natural state. And these are all the things that I look for. These are the things I've been working on for many years when crafting each and every product regarding the ingredients that go in there. Everyone has a different experience because of what the hair's been exposed to. So for me, whilst there's a lot of great feedback coming to me, it's really important that I continue to listen, and that's why I'm still based in a salon that I work from when I'm often in London, to continue hearing what the consumers are looking for and why they're looking for it. Just to go back a bit on something you touched on in your last statement regarding about being comfortable with working with their natural texture, it's definitely something that has, I think, it stops a lot of women embracing their true genetic gift is fear and lack of knowledge. Me, myself, and the team that I work with on my brand, our goal is to make sure that we can empower. And once you can empower and inspire people, you then start to listen. And then once you start to listen, you learn. And once you learn, you're less fearful. And I think what we're lacking at the moment is a lot of knowledge and knowledge with confidence behind it. And once you have the confidence, you have the brand, you have the product, the rest is history. It's all about letting it be free and let the hair be hair. So that's the direction that we're going in.
Right. I love that. I love it. And you mentioned your friend today talking about the product, and that's one of the things that I notice when I use the co-wash shampoo.
Oh, yeah, and that's fabulous.
One of the first things that I noticed about it, it made my hair really soft.
Yeah.
Really, really soft. Yeah, and you could just tell, after one use, you felt a difference. Definitely.
Exactly. And your hair should feel bigger as well. Like, these products are designed to embrace, not to press. I'm not trying to make anyone not have curly, big hair, but I think we've been told for so long through many different various ways in the media that suppressing is always better for a lot of other reasons. And whilst we can do that to some degree, I want people to engage. You don't always have to wear your hair curly. There are products that you can use to manipulate your hair to the straighter for blow dry or with extensions. But that's still texture. It's still working and managing that. For me, it's just about bringing out the true integrity within your hair shaft and allowing you to explore those wonderful things.
Right.
And to do it with confidence.
Tell me. Oh, absolutely. Without confidence, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Again, I'm speaking for myself. Talk a little bit about each product, because you have the Pure Fro, you have the Revamp. Talk a little bit about each collection.
There's quite a array. In this first collection, there's 13 products in its existence, and there's a combination of products that will work for curly, wavy, coily, kinky, wavy hair. And then I section those up into three sections just to make it a little bit easier for the consumers, because we all have hair that needs to be treated because it's dry or coloured or processed or chemically relaxed. So that was one collection that I created to meet those needs. And then I created another collection that really worked with the wavy, coily, curlier hair types. And then I created a collection that really worked for the kinkier. I call them my kinky girls. But for the kinky girls and the coily girls, and I call that Pure Fro, which is just purely about embracing everything wonderful about kinky hair. And then I actually also really wanted to bring to the forefront, as they should have always been, a collection that really worked on managing the expectation with locks and braids. So you will see there's a spray that I created for locks and braids, which is one of my proudest products, simply being born into a Rastafarian family and knowing the sort of maintenance that is required for braids or locks, and just never felt there's been a collection that embraced that at the same level as you would do with any other product. And then you have your co-wash, which is, I just, you know, it's been synonymous for our culture for so long to have the co-wash. And that's a gentle cleanse while still keeping the natural oils in your hair, but you're feeling like your hair is clean at the same time. That really works on the scalp. It's got some nice rose mints in there to keep the scalp really beautifully smelling and tingling, as you would have experienced. And then we have some beautiful finishing products. It's a lightweight serum. And a dazzling spritz for a little bit of sparkle in the evening just before you go out. That smells quite divine, if I say so myself. and then each product, so for the each three ranges that I have, there's always a shampoo, a conditioner, and then a moisture spray. And it was really important that I did the moisture sprays. And one of the things we're communicating to our audience is the difference between the moisture and the leave-in conditioner, because for so long we've always thought we needed a heavier product to keep our hair moisturized throughout the day. And actually, you just need to keep it moist. You just need to keep it hydrated. So less is more when it comes to managing curly hair throughout the day. So we've got some beautiful light oils in the Piofo collection, like oat seed extracts and vitamin B, just to help to protect the hair, to humectant and keep the moisture levels at a really minimum in the hair and protect the scalp from flaking and stuff like that. So there's been sort of a long research that's gone into working with the hair textures and stuff to make sure that I can meet the needs of each consumer, whether it's a hot day or a cold day.
Right.
I mean, I'm trying not to go on and on and on because there's so much information.
Oh, that's quite all right. What does your products retail for?
So the prices for the product can start from, well, it depends if it's from the UK or in America, because it changes according to the exchange rate.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that really depends, really. But the shampoos, you can look to buy any of our products, really, you can really start to buy it from, like, 19... So I do pounds and then I convert it into dollars for you. I don't know if that would be better. So you can look for many things from about £19 to £25, £30, and that could be from a shampoo or a conditioner. And then I think converting that into dollars, you would then have, I would imagine, like, $19 to about $32, I would imagine.
Right.
So it's definitely in the medium range, and it's definitely affordable. It was really important that we didn't want to outprice anyone, but put it against products that really showcase the research that we've done. As you've mentioned before, the packaging on the back of pack, I don't know if you saw that. There's a little word from me speaking to you as to why I created the product and why these products are going to be great for you. And more importantly, all of our ingredients that are sourced from Africa.
Speaking of ingredients, I was going to ask, do you have, one or two key ingredients in your products that's specific to, to helping curly hair, because sometimes people tend to have, when it comes to our natural hair, one of the issues when we're transitioning is it being dry. So are there any ingredients in your products that speaks to that, to dry hair, bringing life back to our natural hair?
Yeah, well, one of the first things I just have to stress, I think if you're generally having dry hair, whilst we recognize mm-hmm. that curly hair on the hair chart it lacks the ability to have more moisture because of how it's designed, I always mm-hmm. advise my clients to really reflect on their diet, because really, if you're intaking the right nourishment on a day-to-day basis, that reflects in your skin and hair, period. Mm-hmm. So if you're drinking lots of water, having lots of great oils, that would tend to get your hair into a great place, first of all. But yes, there are definitely some oils that will definitely help to engage your natural curl pattern and bring some great moisture to there. So, for example, we use melon oil, which is a great moisturizing regime and helps bring back the essential fatty acid, which builds up the sort of, it's almost, you know, like having fat on the inside of your skin. It helps to keep you warm, basically. That's what it does with the hair shaft. The fatty acid sits there, retain the oil, and allow the hair to be its best curl, if that makes any sense. So that was a really good oil for us to make sure that we had in there. And then you have, like, you know, you have your castor oils and your watermelon seed oils, your vitamin B, which is really important as well. And the mm-hmm. oat extract oils that contain water elements to help the hair retain its natural moisture. And one of the oils that we used for that was oatseed, which is OATSEED. And that just mm-hmm. helps retain natural oils that are in your hair whilst obviously exposed to pollution and damage every day.
Gotcha. Wow, I'm getting a lesson here. What about men? I mean, I know that men can use the product as well. What are some of the concerns? Are there any concerns actually from men with their textured hair? I mean, I've never heard any men talk about it, but have you heard that? Any men having concerns about?
For sure. I often talk about this, actually. My clientele is almost, you know, if you'd say split 50-50 with men and women. And I say that because I would have 30% of it would be men, but they're quite demanding, these men that I have. Believe it or not, you know, curly hair is definitely something to be discussed with men and women. And I think men have just obviously become accustomed to shaving it off, but for those that want to embrace their hair, they definitely come from all over the world. I have a loyal clientele of male men that come to me in America, London, and New York, and they have quite a hard time because it's finding someone that can cut their hair into a shape that allows them to embrace it while still wearing the desired look, whether they're in a business suit or in the media. So, you know, there's a whole different method that is applied to those. But, you know, these products are created to work for men, women, across all different types of textures. So it's really important mm-hmm. that it was a sort of a unisex brand. But we do uh-huh. know women are definitely the ones that will, oh, this is for curly hair, I'm going to go and try it out, da 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 da. And then
their
husbands, and that's what normally what happens from there. So that's what we've been working with in terms of how to invite the men over to try the products, which we've been using a lot on, actually, and we're really liking it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you spoke about earlier about braids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember from when I was on your site, which products, which line would I be using if I have braids and I just want to keep, you know, the braids looking fresh? Is there a product that you have that I could possibly use?
Sure. So there's I've created called Locks and Braid Spray, which is specifically designed for scalp nourishment. So it's designed to, well, let me tell you why I designed it. That would help, wouldn't it? So, I am basically, it's been a long tradition that we braid our hair as a protective hairstyle. And I just couldn't really find anything that spoke to managing sort of the expectation of the synthetic hair locked in with the natural hair over a period of time, with that sort of tension and the friction of the two sort of fibers rubbing against each other, a lot of people end up losing hair. So I was like, well, why can't we create something that actually repairs moisture and builds strength at the same time? So I went on this long sort of discussion with my team and my beauty consultant, and we went and researched high and low to find these dry oils that really work on the minute detail in terms of repairing the scalp, but also keeping the integrity of your hair shaft together whilst it's embedded in the braid format. And that's why we created the locks and braid spray, which is a really beautiful light spray. But also, people with locks don't tend to nourish the lock itself. It's always twisting at the root, and it's always done with quite a heavy product, which then, you know, suffocates the scalp and doesn't allow the scalp to breathe. So you scratch and it's irritating. They mean think the hair's dry, so we put more grease on, and it's just this vicious circle of apply, 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 and not let the hair breathe. So it was really important to create something that was light but still giving maximum support. And that's what all the products do. They're non-greasy, really light, but giving you the utmost in nourishment and repair that you would need. And you can reapply, which I think is really important. My mum mum's got locks, and she's literally been drinking this product. So, you know, that's a testament, because she, you know, the mothers really tell it like it is. They don't hold it back. So, you know, my mum. Go ahead.
I can use the product on the actual braids as well as the scalp?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you're going to have fat. It smells beautiful. You just be in awe with it. It's a really beautiful product. And in the second collection that was coming out, there's some more extended stuff coming that will really complement the scalp and nourishment play.
Nice.
To confirm, she wasn't actually drinking the product.
Yeah. her hair was drinking the product.
Exactly. It's all health and safety. It's fine. The hair was literally having a party.
I feel like your entire line covers it all, you know, from A to Z, with this, you know, with textured hair. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what else you're going to come out with, and just, you know, seeing it become more popular. Is it, now I know it's sold online, is it going to be sold in specifically like maybe in salons, or will you try to get it in stores?
Well, I have a very big grin on my face, but that's all I can say to you right now. There is definitely, it's just really important that we do it in a way that speaks to the consumers in the right tone of voice. We have had a lot of engagement from people about wanting to work with us, which I'm very humbled by. One of the things I've gravitated to is the approach that I've introduced in how to use the conditioner, which has never been done before, in relation to spraying as to using a pump or dipping your hands in, which also speaking a lot to the consumer that wears locks, because they've always suffered with plunking lots of conditioner on the hair that sticks in the hair. So, you know, my method behind that was literally designed to, you know, when you have dense hair, getting a comb through it or detangling is one of the biggest fears. And I just wanted to make sure I could create a product that would deposit beautifully over the hair and help you detangle with ease without using much unnecessary conditioner, which can actually over impact the hair and cause the hair to collapse, which is often the case. And you find that's why your hair is greasy or goes dry really quick, because some, you know, when you say something too, having too much of something good is bad for you, it's the same thing that happens with hair. So if you put too much conditioner on, your hair is going to rebounce it back off and become the opposite of what you want it to do. So yeah, there was lots of exciting things. 2017, I'm sure we'll be having this conversation again in a couple of months.
Some
new things to talk about, which I can't say anything more. I think I've already probably said too much to you anyway. But, yeah.
I know, right?
Stuff. yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff coming ahead, and I'm just really grateful that the likes of yourself and other people in the media are really embracing what we're doing.
Nice. Well, we'll wait until the near future to talk again, and we'll, you know, when you can speak about it, I'm sure there's going to be some exciting things to talk about.
For sure. So, no, I'm really excited.
Now, Verna, you've worked with some heavy hitters in the entertainment industry. Can you share with our listeners who some of your clientele are and how they've reacted to the product if you've used it on them?
Sure. So you guys may be familiar with some of my work. I've worked with Kate Washington, Tracy Ellis Ross, Uzo, currently working with Ruth Negga, and I've been working with Lupita from the beginning of her exposure onto the scene of the world. She and I have really grown a very great bond in all things natural beauty and textured hair, as you've probably seen over the past 18 months, definitely. The products that I have been using on my clients work, you know, that you don't need to use a lot, and you see what their hair looks like. So, you know, there's not much to share in that sense of the thing, but they really love it. It's in their bathrooms. I walk into the hotels where they travel a lot, and it's in their traveling kit, which is always good to see. I have some clients, sending messages and stuff about how they're loving, how it's making their hair feel light and soft and really embracing their curl, which is always nice to see. A couple of weeks ago, I was with Serena Williams, and I pulled out my moisturizing product to spray on her hair. And I was like, oh, I've got this moisturizing product. And she went, oh, hold up a minute. I know that product. Oh, I've got it. I use it every day. And then I almost burst into tears. I was so embarrassed. And she was like, oh, my God, that's you. And then it was just a little bit of like, oh. And it was just a bit, I was like, oh, it was so embarrassing. But that was just a testimony that it's getting into the right hands of the right people, and people are genuinely using it. Cynthia Erivo, who's the one that just won a Tony Award, she's a star lady in Color Purple. She's obsessed with the co-wash. They've all been texting me, asking me for more, which I'm gladly happy to give to them. So, you know, it works. It does the job, and people are speaking about it. And I'm just, you know, Ava DuVernay, she's been using the lock spray as well on her locks. And when I bumped into her at the museum in Washington, it was just an amazing experience to just meet people out and about in these beautiful environments, and then for them to be aware of your product because they're using it because it works. I think that's the feedback you want to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, now I see a caller on the line. Let me see if there's someone that wants to speak here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
how are you?
Great. My name is Kayla. I have a question for Vernon.
Okay.
I have naturally super curly hair. Well, I would... Looking at your bottles, I think maybe wavy hair, but my question is, I just recently started co-washing, so what is your recommendation on co-washing versus shampooing, and then, you know, if there's any other recommendations on, like, the washing, like, of my hair. I try to do it, like, every week, usually on Sundays, so that's kind of, like, my question.
Hi, Kayla. Thank you for your call. First of all, I always recommend everyone to use, I think co-washing is something that should be done depending on how you feel. I mean, a lot of my clients sometimes are quite active ladies or men that go into the gym, and they always want to wash their hair. But what you don't want to do too much with hair period is strip it of its natural oil, which is why co-wash plays a great role in being that sort of medium in between of the shampoo. Say, you know, regardless of your hair texture, it's always important to cleanse your hair with a shampoo, whether it's once a week or once every 2 weeks, and then use the co-wash as you wish in between, maybe once or twice a week, and then afterwards go back to your normal shampoo just to cleanse the scalp. It's really important. You don't want any residue buildup on the scalp, which will block the scalp, will block the pores and almost disable your hair from growing. I hope that answered your question.
No, thank you. Just a quick follow-up, if that's okay. I started doing co-washing just because my scalp and my hair tends to be really dry. Do you have any other recommendations, like for coarser hair, or like especially like with like a flaky scalp kind of?
To sort of manage your hair from stop it being dry.
I just didn't know if you had any of your products that would, you know, focus more on just like nourishing. I feel like I was listening to the podcast and you mentioned your Blade and Lock spray. So can I apply that directly to my scalp?
Exactly. So
even if I don't have braids and locks?
Exactly. So the braid and lock spray, whilst it's designed specifically to work with locks and braids, it's called scalp nourishment because it actually works from internal with the scalp and helps to reborn back the top layer of the scalp, okay, without it being greasy, and bonding it in a gentle way where it's not over. Sometimes you can find with products when there's a lot of oil buildup, it becomes really itchy. But if you are suffering with any sort of scalp irritation or dandruff, it's always really good to exfoliate first. So I would recommend if you have wavy hair, to use we've got the Revamp range, which is really works on sensitive, dry, irritated scalp or stressed hair. So just put the shampoos on your scalp dry and just do like a sort of a light exfoliation, and that will lift off the excess scalp. And then you can apply, once you go into your drying phase, any of the moisture sprays, and then mix it with the scalp nourishment from the range.
Mix them together.
Oh, well, you would put the moisture spray on first, and then once your hair's dry, you can put the scalp nourishment onto your scalp afterwards.
Okay, so make sure that my scalp's dry before putting on the scalp nourishment.
For sure.
All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for your call.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. All right. Those are great questions.
I know.
Great questions.
I have questions. I have them coming in left, right, and center, which makes me so proud. Like on social media, Facebook, a lot on Instagram, women sending me pictures of their hair and which products can they use on it. And then they send me pictures of their hair after they've used the products and stuff. Always
open.
Yeah, it's really important you interact. You know, it's what I do best. If there is any questions that anyone wants to ask and doesn't have the time to ask now, please, you can contact me through my website or on Instagram at Vernon Francois. That's just the full name, one word, and send your messages in that way. I'm always happy on hand to help.
Now, Vernon, at what point in your life did you start, you know, because I know you said I guess you're back and forth between New York and LA now. At what point in your career did you say, okay, I want to work with celebrity clientele, or did it just happen?
Oh, I mean, I wish I had an answer for that. I don't think it happens that way. I think people think it happens that way, but for me, it was just a natural progression. I suppose looking back, I was working in a salon from when I was 14. I was really eager to learn. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, constantly to learn, to find out new things. Who's doing what? Where are they from? Why do you want that? How can I make that look better? And I think that was sort of it gave the owners that I worked for at the time. It's always great to have someone working for you that wants to learn, and because I was that guy that was so eager, I got a lot of opportunities came my way, and I took those opportunities and I ran with them. I ran my man like I was doing a relay, round and round and round. And I really embraced them. And, you know, I was able to enter into a competition, Black Beauty and Hair, Sensational Hair, in the UK. Mm-hmm. And that was my first competition I entered and I won. And that was 17 years old. And that really propelled me into the industry. That really made people look, there's a new guy on the scene. And I started working actually with Dame Kelly Holmes when she won her gold medals for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And that was really my first person in the media to work with. And then people started calling. I started answering. I was like, come in, I can do your hair. And just really taking it from there. Cool. And it just really just word of mouth, really, for me in the beginning of my stages, definitely was word of mouth.
Nice. Have you noticed a difference in the hair care product industry when it comes to products for textured hair since when you first started and then now? And I do see another caller with a question on the line, so hold tight. We'll get to you after this. Do you see a difference in what's available on the market for textured hairs now than from when you first started?
Of course, Vernon Francois is available now. So there's your answer. We are there. I think prior to me having a brand that is available for all men and women with curly hair, I think more so mm-hmm. than what I think what's happened is there's been a big shift. I think social media has definitely had a big part to play about opening the conversation, making people instigate more about what it is they want for the hair, why they want this for the hair. There's been brands, you know, we all know of Shea Moisture. They've been in the heart of our homes for so long. They've done a wonderful job with bringing women of all textures from around the world into their homes and making them feel great about their hair. So there's been brands that have done that. And brands that I work with, on a professional level, that I can always use sort of thing within that range will help me get to where I've got to get to. But for me personally, I was always mixing things. And I do say to people, you will never, if you don't know what you're looking for, how do you know what to ask for? And that was for me almost one of the things that I was always working with within when I'm creating a product. And even though most people with curly hair or kinky hair, often the questions they say is, my hair's dry, how do I get it from not being dry? Or it won't grow, how do I get it to grow? So we're so focused on these sort of do's that we don't know how to get it, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And we want the end result before investing. So I wanted to, you know what I mean? So for me, it was all about working backwards. And I like to think that's the journey that we're on as a brand. You know, I think there are more brands coming to the play. I do think that is the case. I think more people have become more knowledgeable about their consumers. We definitely are more interracially mixed than we have been at any point in our existence, which is a wonderful thing. And that lends itself to having more diversity, I think it naturally lends itself to having more diversity in the beauty industry.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to take this next call. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's calling?
My name's Tony. So I have a question. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and her hair is very coily and thick. And I'm just wondering, are these products good to use for children? And if so, which products would he recommend?
Hi, sorry, you said you have an 8-year-old?
Yes.
Is it a son, you said? Sorry, I didn't hear.
I have an 8-year-old daughter. And she has really coily thick hair. And I'm just wondering, like, if your products you think would work on my daughter, if it's safe to use on a child, and if so, which products would you recommend?
Sure. I would definitely, well, we have, there's a range that we have that really works for coily hair, which we do for. And then we have a range that specifically works with curly, coily, and wavy hair as well. It's more about, my question to you would be, you can use any of the products on on the hair, but what needs are you wanting it to, why are you wanting to use the product?
Well, I just want it to be more manageable. Like I said, it's really coily and like very thick, I feel like. So just to have like more manageable for her.
Okay, so I think what I would advise is to use a moisture spray from Piofro. And basically, that's an everyday moisturizing detangler. If you're braiding the hair, if you're putting the hair into a ponytail, that will really allow you to get the comb or your fingers through the hair at ease.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a great product for you to use.
Perfect, thank you. And where do I buy these products from again?
You can get them from my website at vernonfrancois.com. Or you can get them on Net-a-Porter.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Your viewers ask detailed questions, don't they?
I like that. and I think sometimes it's a lot of people out there who, because that question, when you think about it, when you go on YouTube, you probably think, you see so many people testing products and so many natural hair lovers out there who are showing different products and telling you what it does to, your hair, helps you to be able to manage. Sometimes it's easy to go out there and see, but when you actually have a person who's created the product and can talk about the product because they created it and they, you did certain things to address certain concerns, and then you actually test on people, I sometimes think that people are more likely to go that route,
For sure. I 100% authenticity is at the heart of everything that we do. And it was important that was the reason and the only reason why we're doing what we're doing. So all the products have been tested on my clients. And then you also learn. One of the most beautiful things to witness is when you do give a product to a client or someone to use, how they use it, because they use it differently to how you're going to use it, even how they hold it. And that was why one of the reasons I created the spray format for a lot of these sort of applications, because you can reach a wider, you can distribute wider across the hair with maximum impact with less products as well, which is less wastage. Which is value for money, value for the product, and you spend less time but getting where you need to get to a lot quicker as well. So it's authenticity is always the way forward for me with everything that I do.
Absolutely. Is there anything as far as your career goes, is there anything that you haven't done that you would love to do?
Could you elaborate
one of your goals?
On that a little bit? I'm in a very good position right now. I'm very happy. I'm definitely working towards a lot of the things that I've always wanted to do. So the answer to your question is no, because I now see and believe that those things are coming towards me. It's about focusing and delivering what needs to be done at this moment in time, and working towards those great things that I have ahead of me as well. But I have a great team that's keeping me in shape and letting me focus on one thing at a time.
Right. Absolutely.
I have many ideas
that
I can't get away. Oops. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, so I'm glad that you came on tonight to share, what you are doing with us. I'm excited about the product and trying more of the product that you guys sent, and being able to give you some feedback and probably even have some questions, because I'm trying to, learn my textured hair, and get more, like I was saying earlier, get more comfortable. So I'm thankful for the products. They're right on time, actually. And just trying to get more comfortable because I want to be able to, you know, do more things with my hair. A lot of less straightening of the hair, and learning to just work with what I have at in its natural state.
But lifestyle plays a big role in that, and that's one
absolutely
thing that, you know, where there's all these conversations, and I know it's all great to watch a video and be inspired to transition back to your natural hair texture, but that requires a lot of time and discipline and knowledge and effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, we live in an environment now where time is at the essence. You know, we want a quick fix with everything, and it's not often going to be that easy. You know, I've always believed in doing consultations, and education is power. And once you're honest about what it is you want to achieve, then your natural hair journey will be a lot more easy for you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you can still blow dry your hair and still go on your natural hair journey. You don't always have mm-hmm. to wear
right.
it in its natural state. That isn't manageable
right.
for you 7 days a week. It's not. And I know that, and I understand
absolutely.
Why.
Absolutely.
So it's about it's,
absolutely.
It's for me to tell you that it's okay for you to blow dry it once a week. I will then say to you, this is how I would like you to make sure you're blow drying your hair. So this is how you'd like to use the right brush, the right techniques. On my website, we have things like microfiber towels and accessories, and the right sort of combs that can help manipulate your hair in a way that will do it in a gentle way. Drying your hair is a great way. Just the way you dry your hair will change your curl pattern. And most people don't mm-hmm. know that. So the way you sleep mm-hmm. With a silk satin scarf changes your curl pattern. Most people don't know that. So the way that you wrap your hair or the way that you wash your hair, which is so incredibly important, will change the way your hair moves on a day-to-day basis. So there are a lot of fundamental little things that you can do on your journey to discovering and embracing your genetic gift and still be very happy. That's quite time effective and doesn't cost you money. But that's knowledge, and you have to want to
right.
invest to embrace. And that's what that's what I'm really about. It's about educating. And when you have that knowledge, you literally, you'd be skipping down the street with fabulous curls, and you're just swinging your hair left, right, and center. You know, you're having a joy, and you'd be embracing it. And that's what you want. You want to approach your hair with happiness. I always say one of the great tips I give for people when doing their hair is to never approach your hair if you're not in a good mood. Like, be happy. Be in a good place,
mm-hmm.
good music on, because then you're going to achieve something beautiful and you're going to enjoy it.
Nice.
That's a good point.
Yes.
You
mean don't
great
do your hair when
right
you're
there.
Angry. Yeah. No
right.
good.
right, right.
No good. I tell you.
So, Vernon, last question of the night is, what is beauty to you?
I've been thinking about this question. If I do choose to get a little bit personal on this note, for me, beauty is about honesty,
mm-hmm.
and being transparency within that honesty, being able to reflect into the world what desires you have, but being open to mm-hmm. taking those challenges on. And being graceful about it. One of the biggest attractions for me is beauty, but you have to be able to be open to learn, and beauty comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honesty. If that's the word that seems to sum it up for me, beauty is honesty. Being honest really makes things beautiful.
Nice. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love what you're doing. Again, I'm excited about the products and excited to try some more and just really get into it. And I'm going to go back to your site and because I think there's a section there where you have, like, some hair facts and
yes.
You
beat
me videos and things like that.
So I have a beautiful, so the web, you know, the website is literally like an incubator of information. I just didn't want to put out a product line and then leave you guessing, basically. So everything that we're doing, there's almost sort of a channel that follows with it through a step-by-step, whether that would be encouraging men and women to learn about their texture or about how to apply the product or to learn more about who I am and what I've done. You can find that all on vernonfrancois.com. The Learn page is something I am deeply passionate about, as you will see as you read through it, and it's just about simplifying things, so it makes it really easy for you to understand what your hair texture is, what it does, what density means, and I think once you gain a good understanding of that, you then know what to look for. So, you know, I still think there's quite a lot of confusion still, so hopefully when you go through the website, you will have a better understanding of what products work best for you.
All
right. And it's fair to know as well then. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and I'll be sure to let you know how this journey is going.
Please do. And can I encourage you to explore through all the products? It's really important to notice, to know that just because your hair is a certain type, you have to use a certain type of product in its entirety. So always, mm-hmm. you know, change every now and again is really important. Go through the ranges and use.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So not
your
just
sister may have a different response. Yeah, because your sister
right.
will have a different response to what you have, even though you're from the same DNA. You eat different foods, your hair's exposed to different things. You're not going to have
right.
the same response. And I think a lot of people are always comparing amongst themselves and going, well, it won't work for me. And obviously I've had my girlfriends have conversations and like, oh my God, that works really well for me. This works really well for me as well. And they've got different textured hair. So really explore
right.
and, you know, have fun.
Now, Vernon, let me ask you this, because it sounds like Janice wants to wash her hair like, I don't know, every other day, every week. She wants to try it all. So let me ask you, how often should we shampoo our hair?
Well, that's a question that I get asked often, and I always refer it back to it's really dependent on your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, someone with kinky, coily hair, on average, if you're wearing your hair out natural and doing it from a twist out or flat
mm-hmm.
twist or braid, I would recommend to wash it with the Purefoil shampoo once every 2 weeks and a half or 2 weeks, just depending on you know, your hair produces its natural oils. So what you want to do to refresh it and cleanse it is use one of the moisture sprays, for example.
Gotcha.
But if you have like wavier, like a wavy curly hair,
mm-hmm.
and if your hair is getting really oily and you're going to the gym each day, you're going to want to refresh that. And the great way to do that is then to use a co-wash. And you use that every other day on your hair. And
okay.
it, like I said, it is really individual to the consumer, but at the same time, please know that curly hair works best in its natural environment. So the longer
gotcha.
You leave, the longer you leave the hair to embrace. We know when you do a twist out, you've got to leave
mm-hmm.
it 2-3 days before you get the full glory of the twist out. So
right.
you've got
mm-hmm.
to embrace. And then once it's in that
right.
phase, then you've got 3 or 4 more looks to go through while the curl's getting kinkier or wavier or frizzier. And that's great too. And by that's done, it's a week, 2 weeks is gone before you know it. I think it's just really important to manage those expectations as you go through it. So using the scalp nourishment or the moisture spray in between that.
Okay.
We can talk
all right. Yeah, I know. I see. But that's good. That's really good. I love it when hairstylists really love hair, you know.
I'm
really
deeply passionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love what I do.
I can tell.
I don't know anything else.
Right.
Every time I do someone's hair, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm really excited. I love embracing new stuff. I love challenging. I love working with new clients every day. And it's really important that you do what you love, because then you're going to put your 101% into it. And I'm just very grateful to have this platform. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. You will be back. We definitely want you back. So, you know, I know you got some things cooking and, you know, and you're working with a lot of wonderful people. And so I know that there are a lot of things happening. And so we would love to hear about it when you have time and when you can talk about it. We definitely want you to come back and tune in. Let's see here. Oh, can you take one more question or comment before you go?
I believe so. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me bring them on. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name's Chris, and I have a question for Vernon.
Okay.
I have really kinky, kind of wavy hair. I'm currently transitioning. I've gone natural for about 8 months now. And right now I'm using a cream to moisturize my hair and for conditioning. But I just want to know, how does the spray work that you have, and how should I use it, and how often?
Hi, Crystal. So the moisture sprays that I created were literally designed to moisturize your hair on a day-to-day basis. They're really light. They help to define your natural curl pattern. So literally you can spray them on medium to damp hair or dry hair. I often get my clients and friends to use it to re-wet their hair in the morning rather than using water, is to actually use the moisture spray to refresh the hair in the morning. It's a great thing to do if you're coming from the gym or at the end of the day. And you can do it before you go to bed and then tie your hair in the top knot. And these are really, you can do some twists with it as well and then pin them. Mm-hmm. And then these really help to sort of lock in moisture, stop your hair from breaking on the end, and retain almost its natural curl pattern if you're leaving it out free, or you can twist it and pin it.
Okay, that's great. And is it oily or greasy at all?
Sorry?
Is it oily or greasy at all?
No, the brand is specifically designed to be lightweight.
Uh-huh.
So the conditioners are all like cream based, but they're really light. So they're not,
okay.
They're non-greasy, they're non-sticky. You won't feel any residue on the hair. And you get optimum conditioning in them, which is really exciting. Everyone's been going crazy about them. So I really hope that you invest and try the moisture sprays out.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I'm definitely excited to try it.
Yep. I mean, and you should try the conditioner as well, which is great to use as well. The way that spray, the spray pattern that I've created on there, it's a beautiful spray pattern that allows the hair to detangle without being too greasy, but getting most conditioner into the hair as well.
Okay. I'm really excited to try it too, because after maybe a day of washing my hair, it seems like no matter how much product I put in it, my hair still gets really dry. And since you said it's good to, like, refresh the hair, I'm looking forward to that because my hair seems to get so dry no matter what. So hopefully this product will help and keep it moisturized.
Sure. May I suggest that you use the shampoo. So throughout my range, we got the Pure Flow. We have one that works for curly hair, and we have one that works for just colored treated hair. Use the shampoo as well, because you probably, I don't know what shampoo you've been using beforehand, but shampoo is almost the foundation that sets you up for the whole day or week ahead. And our shampoos don't have sulfate in there, which is one of the most important, it's one of the elements that strip a lot of the natural oils out of your hair. You might want to start using shampoo from one of my ranges, and that will help to retain and hold the natural oils in there from the beginning. You may find you'll have a different result at the end.
Okay, that's perfect. Actually, a lot of the shampoos I've been using, I've been trying to get onto the sulfate-free train, so this is a good one to try out, because I could really tell the difference from some shampoos that are stripping my hair of its natural oils, and it just feels so dry after. So hopefully this one really, really helps.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Crystal.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Vernon. Before you go, I just want you to, like, just, I know you said it before, but just shout out your website and where people can find you on social media.
For sure. I'd love you all to check out my website, which is vernonfrancois.com. Follow me on Facebook to find out all wonderful things about the brand. And then follow me on Instagram at vernonfrancois, one word, to follow me on my beautiful hair journey. And I'm really excited to continue to have our curl conversation with you all.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. I've learned so much just from tonight's conversation, and I'm definitely going to check out some more of the products that you guys sent, give you some feedback as well. And we're excited that you were on here with us tonight, and we're going to keep promoting the show so that people can go and play it back, because you're able to play it back probably about maybe 10 minutes after we hang up. So you're more than welcome to go out there and pick the show up and post it wherever you want if you'd like. But it was a great conversation, and we really enjoyed having you on tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear
me? Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I think I lost you for a second, but I think you enjoy having a conversation with me. I'm hoping that's what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. I enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I was just saying we enjoyed having you on with us tonight, and I was also saying that the show has been recorded, so in about maybe 10 minutes after the show goes off, you can go out, come back out to the site, and you can get a copy of the show. You can post it anywhere or do whatever you want with it.
Nice. Oh, I might have to keep you posting it myself.
Yeah. And I thank the three young ladies that called in with their questions. We really appreciate you guys calling and also tuning in tonight. So thank you very much for that. Great show. So we won't hold you any longer, Vernon. I know it's about an hour and 15 minutes on the call, so we'll let you get to enjoying the remainder of your evening.
Thank you so much. And you,
you're welcome.
You guys are doing a wonderful job, and it's really empowering and inspiring to be a part of your journey as well. So thank you for having me on here. I look forward to connecting with you.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And big shout out to your PR team for helping to make this happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful rest of day.
You too.
Have a good night.
Okay. Take care. Goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. Great conversation. Learned a lot. You all should go out again and check out Vernon's site. It's www.vernonfrancois.com, and that's VERNONFRANCOIS.com. Again, follow him on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And also, thank you guys for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year. This is year 8 for us. Next year, we're working on year 9. So thank you so much for hanging in there with us. For those who have been with us from the beginning, for those who are new, welcome to the Beauty Talk family. It's been an exciting year, an exciting journey on this show, and we want to continue to bring you guys the best in beauty. And that was tonight. We had one of the best, Vernon Francois, with us. And this is the very last show of 2016. We'll be back the very first Sunday in January. And my sister and I are starting something new. January, our very first show will be Beauty Talk Hot Topics. So you don't want to miss that. And then again, like she said earlier, we're following that up with Social Media Strategist, Susan Bennett. She's awesome when it comes to social media and the beauty industry. So you don't want to miss Susan. She loves to share, and she wants to help us brand ourselves, get more clients, and get more work through social media. So please join us for those two shows. And then again, we have one of London's finest, toward the end of the month for Fremantle.
So January
will be with
us. It's January 22nd.
Yeah, January 22nd, Erica Fremantle will be with us. So hang in there. We have some exciting shows for you guys starting in January of 2017. By the time we talk again, the whole month will be booked. Again, thank you for your continued support throughout this year and in the other years as well, from 2008 until now. So thank you so much, and we want to keep doing this. We are one of the top five beauty podcasts out there, and we're so thankful for that. So it's you guys, you know, listening to us and supporting us that has helped us get there. So we thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful journey. Now, just want my sister to kind of shout out where you guys can follow us on social media before we leave.
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram. We are beauty_talk_media. You can follow us on Twitter. We're beauty_talk. And you can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio on Facebook. And then as well, you can follow me. I'm at Denise Tunnell on all social medias. And you can follow Janice at Janice Tunnell. And Janice is spelled J-A-N-I-C-E. Tunnell is spelled T-U-N-N-E-L-L. And you can follow her on all social media platforms under that name as well. So, again, we thank you all for joining us this year. It's been a great year, and what a wonderful way to end the year with tonight's show with Vernon Francois.
Absolutely. So thanks again, you guys. Have a wonderful evening. Have a beautiful and blessed week. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year. God bless. Good night.
Good night.